The first scripture today is from 2 Corinthians, the first verse, verses 3 to 7. Listen as St. Paul speaks to us. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all consolation, who comes to us in our affliction, so that we may be able to console those who are in any affliction with the consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are abundant to us, so also our consolation is abundant through Christ. If we are being afflicted, it is not for your consolation and salvation. If we are being consoled, it is for your consolation, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we also are suffering. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our consolation. The word of the Lord.
Our second scripture reading for today is also from the New Testament, this time from Romans. Please listen for the word of God. Romans chapter 12, verses 10 through 15. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. Let us pray. Dear God, as I prepare to share your message with others, I humbly ask your guidance and wisdom. May my thoughts be aligned with your will. May the words I speak be acceptable to you. Grant me the ability to effectively communicate your truth and touch the hearts of those who listen. In your name I pray, amen. Good morning. When Pastor Mark first asked me to deliver the ladies' sermon, I thought and said, "What an honor, I would love to." And then as I walked away from him, I began to sweat with nervousness. Over the next 2 weeks, I went about my days thinking, is that what God wants me to preach about? Is that what God wants me to say? How do I know if this is my message? I prayed fervently that he would guide the path to the message I should share. I thought and I prayed for a few weeks. At that time, I came up with a few initial ideas and met with Pastor Mark. I began to share my thoughts as stories and ideas flowed. And as I talked with him, it felt like the right message for today. I wanted to start by telling you about my church and faith journey, how we ended up in this wonderful community of First Pres. We moved to Westerville in the late 90s and began to search for a church that would be just right for our then family of four. We had visited the Church of the Messiah for a few months, but had not yet become members, and it was at that time we were expecting our third little girl, Sarah. Unfortunately, we lost her before we could meet her. And while we were at the hospital delivering her, they asked if we wanted to see the church chaplain who was there for the evening. It turned out to be the pastor of Church of the Messiah, Dave Trout. He showed such care, and he grieved with us. He let us know that he and his wife had lost children also. He prayed over and loved on us. And when he saw us at church the following Sunday, he cried with us right there in the aisle. A week or so later, he helped us set up a small service in the church chapel for our little family of four to mourn our Sarah. It was a difficult time for our family, as well as in my own faith, but the care provided to us proved a great comfort. Time passed, and we were members of Messiah, attending there for about 8 years, until we made the decision to try Heritage Christian Church. Dave had since retired, and we wanted to pick a spot for our girls where they might want to be involved in activities and connect with their own faith. While we were members there, I became a chaplain and the funeral coordinator there as well. As I was getting ready for my first family visit as coordinator to begin to prepare for a funeral, my husband Chris said, "Now remember, don't cry, be professional." And I thought, "Ha! Does he not know me? I'm a crier at the best of times. I've even been known to get misty-eyed over TV commercials and sports stories." I went with the care team minister to the home of the family to learn that they had lost a little girl who was only 4 years old at the time. While speaking with the family, they asked if I had children. I answered yes, 2 daughters. But something in my voice or response prompted the grandfather of the little girl to ask me for more details. I told them that we had lost 2 little ones, so we had 2 children here on earth and 2 in heaven. The mother began to weep and said, "Then you know what this is like. Although our situations and losses were different, we both shared in the grief of losing a little one who was special to us. We all wept and prayed together, and God helped me share in their grief, connecting with them in an unusual way, to care for them in a way I wouldn't have thought possible. He helped me then, as well as in future funerals, to use my gifts of caring and nurturing to help others." Eventually, as we became empty nesters, Chris and I wanted something different from a church, a community of people who cared for each other. We knew Dan and Caitlin Casty and visited First Pres after learning that the pastor here was Katie's dad, Mark. I began to help with funeral meals and became a deacon, feeling blessed to be in a position to care for those in my deacon parish, as well as church members I have met over my few short years here. I have heard it said that God does not call the equipped, he equips the called. God didn't call me to step into that funeral role and then my roles here at First Pres because I had this outstanding skill to help sad and grieving people or sick people. He showed me through other people caring for my family and I, grieving with me, sharing love with me, how to share those things myself. He gave me strength and comfort when I accepted the place he was inviting me to, those sometimes uncomfortable moments. Moments where I wasn't sure what to say or what to do. These times of comforting people, especially in a special raw place of grief, helped me to see God and his care for people, and I continue to feel moved by those experiences. A character in one of my favorite fiction series starts every day with this simple prayer, "Dear Lord, make me a blessing to someone today." I try to remember to pray that as well, or something similar. I've told Chris before that I need to reach out to people, especially when they have crossed my mind twice. I feel that is God nudging me to reach out to them. I will call, send a note, a text, an email, or flowers, or ask them to lunch. I may not know why God put them on my mind or my heart, but I know that I need to act. Mother Teresa once said, Never has the world had a greater need for love than in our day. People are hungry for love. We don't have time to stop and smile at each other. We are all in such a hurry. Pray. Ask for the necessary grace. Pray to be able to understand how much Jesus loved us so that you can love others. That quote speaks to me deeply and reminds me to pray and continue to connect with people. When I first arrived here at First Pres, I had no idea that following these reminders from God would present even more of his love to me. I reached out to people in our congregation to connect and sometimes to meals, and I have found some wonderful friendships in people I have gotten to know here. When God placed people on my heart, even though at the time I didn't know anything about some of them, I listened and have had my life enriched by those friendships. I see him at work in my life as I share and receive love from our church community. Many of you know that my great aunt Doris, who was very special to me, recently passed away. I receive such care from this loving community here at First Pres. You all prayed for her alongside me as she became more ill and as she moved to hospice. You continued to pray for my aching heart after she had passed. I received cards, notes, flowers, all from your loving and caring hearts to mine. You prayed for my mom when she wasn't feeling like herself and encouraged me to take a Fabrics of Faith quilt to her, which she continues to appreciate. We also received joyful prayers and congratulations when our daughters were married, expecting their first children, and when their daughters were born. I was moved in all of those moments and continue to appreciate the love I felt then and that I continue to feel. We have been reminded in our scriptures and quotes, as well as my stories, today, to console others, to rejoice and weep with others, and to pray for grace and understanding so we can love others. I hope you go from this place listening to the nudges of God, reaching out to people and sharing his love, grace, comfort, and sometimes even grief. Even if you don't feel like you have the right skills, or if you don't have just the right words, because I know if he places it on your heart, he will guide you. It may be a kind hand on someone's shoulder or a hug hello at church. The more we pray for his guidance and follow his word to love one another, he will continue to show us his love, even when we least expect it. Amen.